From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A plane carrying 47 people has crashed in eastern Venezuela. There's still no word on deaths, but authorities say at least 23 people have been injured. The state airline Conviasa was headed to Margarita Island when it crashed near the city of Puerto Ordaz this morning. A small section of the capital is evacuated while police investigate a powdery substance. It was found in the visitors' gallery overlooking the House chamber. No one's been hurt. Capitol police say they just cleared out a few people out of an abundance of caution. Congress officially returns this week. NPR's Paul Brown reports tax cuts are on lawmakers' minds as the November elections draw near and Republicans now appear ready to compromise.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs tells ABC the president is fine with continuing Bush-era tax cuts for households making less than $250,000 a year. But he says they're an unjustifiable public expense for wealthier Americans.
The president outlined that we shouldn't hold middle-class tax cuts hostage to high-end tax cuts.
House Minority Leader John Boehner tells CBS he could vote for the White House plan, but he objects.
About half of all small business income will be taxed under the president's proposal. These are the very people that we expect to invest in the economy and to begin creating jobs.
Boehner says the White House proposal would punish those business people. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
A Senate panel is holding its first impeachment trial since the 1999 case to oust then-President Bill Clinton. The defendant is U.S. District Judge G. Thomas Porteous. He's accused of corruption, including accepting lavish gifts, filing for bankruptcy under a false name, and lying to Congress. Hundreds of residents about 50 miles north of Denver are still out of their homes after a quick-moving wildfire forced evacuations yesterday. NPR's Jeff Brady says the Reservation Road fire near Loveland, Colorado, has burned about a square mile of land just west of the city.
Evacuation notifications went out to more than 1,700 phone numbers. Crews fighting another fire 35 miles away were brought in to help. That fire near Boulder likely will be contained this evening after scorching 6,000 acres and destroying 166 buildings, nearly all of them homes. Fire spokesman Greg Hooley says it's unlikely the fire will spread further, but there are still unburned homes within the fire area that crews are worried about.
With the conditions that we are expecting today, low to mid-80s and single-digit humidities, we want to really be on our toes about catching those hot spots.
Boulder County is allowing more residents into the area to check on their homes, but officials warn that some neighborhoods still don't have power or phone service. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 44 points at 10,508 in trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ up 32 at 2275. This is NPR News. President Obama is hailing the contributions of historically black colleges and universities. At a White House reception today, the president told educational leaders that strengthening these institutions is critical to his goal of hiking college graduation rates.
We've got a lot more work to do, and I just want everybody here to understand that you've got a partner in me, and you've got a partner in the Department of Education.
The president says he's proposing $850 million in federal spending for educational institutions over 10 years. Hurricane Igor is packing maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour as it spins far out in the Atlantic Ocean. Phil Latzman with member station WLRN says forecasters don't expect Igor to hit the U.S., but Bermuda could be in its path.
Although forecasters no longer think Igor will continue to strengthen, it is still the most powerful system yet of the Atlantic season as it buzzsaws to the west. National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangelosi says they are waiting anxiously for the powerful Igor to make a very important turn.
It should turn more toward the northwest and then eventually more toward the north. And, you know, during the next 5 days, the closest landmass that appears to be in the path of Igor is going to be Bermuda.
Meanwhile, forecasters are also watching Tropical Storm Julia, the 10th named storm of the Atlantic season. It is far out in the distant ocean. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
The Nigerian man charged in a Christmas Day plot to blow up an airliner near Detroit is due to appear in federal court today. The judge is expected to set a trial date. Prosecutors say Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab attempted to set off explosives on a Northwest Airlines flight with 300 people on board. This is NPR.